The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome back to the William Hill Greyhound Podcast. The second round of the 2014 William Hill Greyhound Derby continues at Wimbledon on Saturday evening, and we're going to look ahead to heats 9 all the way through to 16. And joining me once again on the line is Racing Post Greyhound expert Jonathan Kerr. How are you, Jonathan?
Yeah, really excited about this. It's a tremendous night's action on Saturday. Some of the real big guns are out, and looking forward to it.
Yes, we'll get stuck into the action straight away. Let's not delay any longer. The first heat on Saturday evening is Heat 9, and that's at 8:42, and it's the heat headed by Swift Keith in the betting. It's 11-8 for Swift Keith. Brick Lane is 3-1, 100-30 for Croker's Champ, 8-1 for JT Lightning, and 0-2 and 12-1 for El Domingo. What do you see happening in the opener on Saturday evening, Jonathan?
Well, I've got a bit of an opinion here. Swift Keith, I think, is a little bit short in the market. He was well beaten by Croker's Champ last week. And although the draw is reversed, I'm not sure the form will be. Croker's Champ did nothing wrong. First look at the track, he cracked out of trap three, was soon up with the pace and took command going around the first couple of bends. He should improve for that look round, and I think he can go in again. Trap six, Brick Lane, was an impressive winner of the very last heat in the first round. And he's got a good draw as a sole wide seed here. I expect him to go well, whereas El Domingo in five, who's a kennel mate of Croker's Champ in four, he can also qualify, with Swift Keith just having a few questions to answer at the moment. I'm going for four Croker's Champ to beat six Brick Lane and five El Domingo.
Okay, 4-6-5 in heat 9. On to heat 10 next. This is at 8:58, and the betting is headed by Roxholm Ted, who's 11-8, 2-1 for Droopy's Norris. General Wolf is 11-2, 6-1 for Early Impact. Guinness Spark is 7-1, and Shane Boy Silas would be a 40-1 surprise winner should he come in. What are your thoughts in heat 10, Jonathan?
Well, I'm a little bit torn here, Mark, because Roxholm Ted is one of my anti-post selections. He did nothing wrong in the first round, and obviously I hope he can go through again, but I think there's a dog here that is just screaming to be backed on the draw. That's one, Droopy's Norris. He ran well when second to Pinpoint Finest in the first round, and now has a potentially brilliant makeup with Guinness Spark in two, set to move wide out of the boxes. Droopy's Norris is a really fast dog when he gets racing room, a big heavyweight of a dog. If he can get on the first bend in a decent pitch, I can see him taking command along the back straight. Roxholm Ted will look to crack out and make all, and probably does have the leading of this field, but there is just a doubt. He's got no margin for error at the start. Trap 2, Guinness Spark, is strong and can claim the third qualifying position, maybe ahead of last year's runner-up, Early Impact. I'm going for one, Droopy's Norris, to beat four, Roxholm Ted, and two, Guinness Spark.
Okay, 1-4-2. In heat 10, on to heat 11 next. This one is due off at 9:15, and we have joint favourites at the time of recording with Eccleston and Johnny Quango, both 7-4. It's 13-2 for Barefoot Agent. Droopy's Ward is 13-2. Westmead Alexis is 7-1 and 10-1 for JT Hawaii. It's joint favourites at the moment. Jonathan, do you see those two playing a hand in the finish?
I actually think this is a more open race than the betting suggests. I think you can make a case for a few of these. Certainly Johnny Quango in four, to me, has a potentially very difficult draw. Both three, Westmead Alexis, and five, JT Hawaii, have good early pace and will put him under pressure from the outset. Ecclestone in six, won the heat that saw the elimination of the reigning champion Sidearm Jack. He has to be respected, but it's his kennel mate, another Irish trainer, and a Paul Hennessy's Barefoot Agent that really appeals to me. He should have the leading of trap one, Droopy's Ward, into the bend, and he's very, very strong from the second. I think he's a spot of value in this, and I'm going for him. I think six, Ecclestone, can make it a 1-2 for Paul Hennessy, and the third qualifying position, well, that could well go to Droopy's Ward, who also finishes very strongly. I'm going for two, Barefoot Agent, to beat six, Eccleston, and one, Droopy's Ward.
Okay, 261 in Heat 11. Heat 12 is at 9.32, and it's our first odds-on favourite of the evening. Van Rooney is 4-7. Pinpoint Finance is 5-2. Express Master, 7-1. 12-1 for Swift Perth, and El Salvador is 16-1. Van Rooney was one of the winners for Owen McKenna in the first round. He had a very good first round, didn't he, of course, with the track record going earlier on in the night to him as well. Do you think Van Rooney will follow up here, Jonathan?
Yes, I think this is something of a mark of the night. I think the Irish runners could have an absolute field day. And Van Rooney is another greyhound very, very hard to get away from. Obviously, this race has lost Ballymacvic, leaving Trap 3 vacant. And I just think Van Rooney, who is really, really strong from halfway and runs Wimbledon exceptionally well, will power clear in the later stages. Trap 4, El Salvador, ran well behind JT Seville in the first round and certainly has to enter calculations for forecast purposes, if nothing else. Whereas one, Pinpoint Finest, could be the early pace setter, beating Express Master maybe to the punch, but will be vulnerable late on. I'm going for 5, Van Rooney, to beat 4, El Salvador, and 1, Pinpoint Finest.
5-4-1 in Heat 12, then Heat 13 is the 9.48, and Paradise Silver is the 1-2 favourite. Very well backed ahead of his first round win, and he's odds on for the second round as well. Droopy's Adele is 9-2, 11-2 for Kippers Hussein. El Flutter is 13-2, 20-1 for Ben Cart Nero, and Caribbean Star is 40-1. How do you see Heat 13 going, Jonathan?
Well, he didn't do the track record, Paradise Silver, but for me, his performance was the run of the first round. And if he runs anything like to that level of performance, I can't see him being beaten here. That said, his career is marked by an unusual statistic. He's never won two races in a row. I think we can probably put that to one side here, because the makeup's good. He should get a good run to the bend from 4, and he's a fantastic bend runner. I can see him opening up and taking command by halfway. Trap 5, Droopy's Adele, has a nightmare draw here, but he's a sort of greyhound who keeps finding ways of making it through, and I can see him filling the forecast position ahead of El Flutter, who will be staying on the wide outside and might just prove stronger than Kippers Hussein when it matters. I'm going for 4, Paradise Silver, to beat 5, Droopy's Adele, and 6, El Flutter.
4-5-6 there, then on to the 10-03, which is Heat 14 of the second round. And the betting is headed by joint favourites King Deck 5-2 with Westmead Chris. Mind the Net is 11-4, 4-1 for Scarface. Black Rose Vic 8-1 and 16s for Melody's Midnight. As the betting suggests, Jonathan, this is quite an open heat. What are your thoughts in Heat 14?
Maybe a quick fire double for Pat Buckley here. He trains top 4, Mind the Neck, the Scottish Derby runner-up. He also finished second in the heats last weekend, just shaded by a head by General Wolf. But that was a pretty good run. This race could fall into place for him late on. There's a bit of early pace that can jostle up front, and he can pick his way through and take charge when it matters. Trap 5, Scarface, is a very promising young greyhound and ran well in the first round, showing a good burst of early pace to go clear. He'll look to employ similar tactics. Arc winner King Deck, also a front runner. I'm just not entirely convinced that Trap 1 will be conducive to a fast break. I'm going to go for 4, Mind the Net, to beat 5, Scarface, and 1, King Deck.
4-5-1 then. For Jonathan in the 14th heat. On to the penultimate heat of the second round. Heat 15 is at 10.18. And Brother John heads the betting at 2-1. It's 7-2 for Jordan's Brianna. Blonde Razor is 5-1 with Borneo and Woolly No Shoes. And Bubbly Rocket is 7-1. Brother John gave Seamus Cahill a hat-trick on the opening night. He was in Heat 20, the heat where we saw Kerriott King go out in the first round. Do you think he follows up here, Jonathan, or do you like something else in Heat 15?
Well, I do think that Brother John initially was probably going to be the one I'd pick. But the more you look at this race, the more he might have their issues clearing Jordan's Brianna and Blonde Razor to the bend. Everything from Trap 4 inwards is going to look to go to the inside. And maybe Borneo in 5 could just get a fantastic run to the bend. Now, he got a good run to the bend in the first round, and he powered the front leg on. I can see this being a similar story. Trap 2, Blonde Razor, is a very strong runner, so it was some effort for Van Rooney to pick him up. That was a pretty good effort. Jordan's Brianna will look to the but really doesn't quite get the trip. Brother John, as I say, could be in trouble early. I'm going to go for 5, Borneo, to beat 2, Blonde Razor, and 1, Jordan's Brianna.
Okay, 5-2-1 in Heat 15. And the final heat of the second round is Heat 16. That's at 10:35. And we have the track record holder in the shape of Fiery Splendor at the top of the betting. He's 8-13. Lemon Lavier is 7-2. 4-1 for Farlow Trent. Bromwich Tom, 15-2. And 40-1 for Dustin Eagle and Fretenham Flyer. Track record holder, Jonathan, does he back up in this?
He may well do, but I think he's very, very short. I think it's easy to overreact. The fact was very, very quick when he did that record run. He's a powerful runner from halfway, but will need to avoid traffic problems early. And even though an outsider, Dustin Eagle, could be a bit hazardous in that regard, I think there's better value to be had. I'm going to go with 6, Farlow Trent, for Liz and McNair. Now, he should get a brilliant run on the outside. He was just outstayed by Metro Jack in the first round, but didn't do an awful lot wrong. And he might just get the run of the race from the front here. Obviously, Fiery Splendor has to be respected and will very likely win if getting that clear. He certainly should make it through comfortably enough. Trap 2, Bromwich Tom, ran well when second to Ballymacnile, and he's also another likely qualifier ahead of the strong-running Lemon Lavier. Going for 6, Farlow Trent, to beat 4, Fiery Splendor, and 2, Bromwich Tom.
OK, 6-4-2 then. In the final heat of the second round, we look forward to that action on Saturday evening. Thank you very much, Jonathan, and enjoy the second round.
Yeah, and good luck to everyone.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.